Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is AI and music. For anyone that knows, this is something I have extensive experience in the past. To this day, not everyone actually does know this, but I have 20 million streams every year on my content that I have on Apple Music and Spotify. A bunch of different artists. I'm not very musically talented, but kind of as a side project, I've paid people over the years to create music. I'd market it a special way and get a lot of streams and have passively made thousands of dollars a month for the last 5 years almost. It's crazy. It's actually one of the craziest side hustles that I recommend. And if anyone is interested in the side hustle, we're going to break it down because Suno AI has some very interesting things. But if anyone is interested in this side hustle, go and join our school community. I just dropped an entire module about this. There's 3 different videos that I've created that go really in depth on how I've essentially created music, uploaded it to different distributors, how that whole process goes, how much money you make. I have videos breaking down how many streams I get in a month and how much I get paid for every stream. Go join our school community. The link is in the description. It's $10 a month. We're literally giving this thing away super cheap. It's $10 a month for just this week. After this week, the price is going up. It's going to get to $50 and $100 a month eventually. But for this week, it's $10 a month. So go join it if you're interested in learning that. Join our school community. We drop tons of exclusive content there that we don't share anywhere else. We have a whole segment we're going to be dropping this week on how to SEO your business or yourself into AI models so that AI models recommend your business to people. I've talked to someone that has literally done this. We're going to break that all down. Tons of cool stuff. Link in the description. Okay, so what's the big AI music news today? There is a startup that we've talked a lot about, which is Suno AI. It is all over the news right now in tech news because they are claiming that a training models on copyrighted music is, quote, fair use. Now, this has obviously triggered a lot of people. There's a lot of people on both sides of this arguing for and against it. It's very interesting. They're getting dragged into a bunch of lawsuits. What are you seeing on this, Jamie?
Yeah, well, Suno was one of the ones I was most excited about, and I actually had canceled one of my music services for my YouTube channel because I was just going to use Suno. Later found out that they flag videos, Suno does, if you're using their audio on your YouTube channel. So because it's technically a commercial, because I'm making money from my YouTube channel, it's a commercial license. And so I stopped using them, but absolutely love their software, love what they're doing. But as we've talked about plenty of times on this channel already, you know, there's lots of gray areas when it comes to rights and training, and so apparently right now they're under a lawsuit from the Recording Industry Association of America because they had trained their AI model with copyrighted songs. Suno has claimed that it's under their fair use policy because if it's on the internet, it's no different than a kid writing their own rock songs after listening to the genre.
Right.
I don't know if I would simplify it quite that much, but it's definitely complicated. Jaden, what do you think the end result's going to be of all this?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. Of all of the areas that I have kind of like worked in doing like side hustles and businesses online, the music industry is very, very regulated. There is a lot of like, there's a lot of mistakes you can make. There's a lot of things that I've learned. I've like uploaded full albums. I've had distributors say they're suspicious like streaming on this album just because some of my albums randomly will go viral, and because I don't have a famous like brand name attached to them, they'll be like, oh, suspicious streaming activity. They will shut down the account, they will seize the funds. And it's just like, there is crazy stuff in the music industry that I've not seen in any other industry. So like a lot of stuff that I feel like is very corrupt and shady. Even if you're doing things 100% legit, which I do. And so I feel like in this industry, lawsuits are crazy. Copyright is crazy. And I feel like Suno's going to get probably going to get in trouble. If I'm being 100% honest, that's my gut feeling. I'm obviously not a lawyer, but I feel like Suno and Yu-Gi-Oh are going to get in trouble. Okay, but I have a bigger question, Jamie. I think a lot of people are really curious on this. Tell me about Suno flagging on YouTube. So you used a Suno song on YouTube and then Suno flagged it, or who flagged it?
Yeah, so like, I don't know exactly how it works, but basically if you were to upload a song onto YouTube, when it processes it, it, you know, references to it, some database somewhere, and it notifies the creator of the music if it's being used on a certain video. They can choose whether or not then they flag it, and if it is flagged, then the monetization of that video gets stopped. You don't, the video doesn't get taken down, but the monetization of it does. And then there's certain cases where you can like split revenue with the creator of the song, but it becomes very kind of convoluted and difficult. So I try to just stay away from that kind of thing. It's easier just to pay for a service that, you know, provides. Yeah.
It's outrageous. Why would you pay for Suno and use it for anything business related if you don't get to keep all the royalties? So have you actually had this happen where you like made a video and it got flagged, or you just seen in their terms that they can do this?
I read their terms very carefully because I don't want to get demonetized on any of my stuff, and did some deeper research and found out that because YouTube, if you're running ads on your YouTube video, you're making money from it, so they are then entitled to some of that income. So, or else it's just demonetized. So it's, I don't know. It wasn't worth it to me, even though I love what they're doing. Also, you know, I maybe could have chosen their commercial plan, but it was more expensive than
the
service I was using. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that's interesting. If they have a corporate plan that like gets around that, I think that's great and whatever. I guess they can do that. If not, I mean, it would be like, what's the point of this? I'm obviously not just using it to make birthday songs for my friends. Like, you know, people want it.
But then actually, but if they're making money off an AI model that's been trained on copyrighted music, they're no better than what I, you know, it's like,
flag you for putting it on YouTube.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
okay. Yeah, that's pretty funny. So, I mean, maybe you could look at Yu-Gi-Oh and see if they have anything better. Both of them are pretty popular. Here's something interesting that the CEO of Suno said, the co-founder, Mikey Shulman, he did a blog post after all these legal issues, and he said, quote, "We train our models on medium and high-quality music we can find on the open internet. Most of the open internet indeed contains copyrighted materials, and some of it is owned by major record labels." What's interesting when they say open internet, it's like, do you mean YouTube? Is YouTube the open internet? Because, it definitely, all music is, whatever, all music is on YouTube, so you get all copyrighted music. I know, it's kind of funny. I would love to see their definition of open internet, because they act kind of like, it's like, yeah, it's like bot, it kind of goes around and like crawls the internet and finds like songs and trains on it. It's like,
YouTube?
Oh, you mean YouTube?
Yeah.
The library, every song ever written by everyone ever?
Right. It's kind of funny. Well, he did say, this is another quote from him, and I think I do agree with this. He says, "Learning is not infringing. It never has been, and it's not now." So,
yeah.
I mean, that's fair. That's a fair point. But
I do agree with that point. Some people don't like that it goes and listens to music, and they say it's like copyrighted or whatever. But that is actually, I think, the point that I will agree with. And that is, if I go and listen to every song ever created on YouTube and write my own music, how is that any different? If my music is truly unique, even if I'm like, I don't know, I take like inspiration from Beethoven and create some sort of song, and it's like in the style of Beethoven. That's like the thing. I'm not even concerned when people say like in the style of Beethoven. It's like, yeah, well, I could just try to create a song in the style of Beethoven. He doesn't own his style. He invented and came up with an amazing style. Fantastic for him. That's a gift he gave to the world. And now if anyone else wants to create something, like, they can. So, okay, yeah, that's a good point. I will I'll take that. So given the copyright rules around it, do you think people can publish this kind of music on Spotify and Apple? I mean, technically you can, and most likely no one would ever find out, and most likely it's like fine and it'd get passed. But like, let's say they did for some reason find out, could they technically like seize your music or seize your royalties or do something like that, do you think?
I mean, if you use their software, I guess it would depend on if you're using their free or their paid software, but if they're making money off you and then you're using their software, I don't know. I don't think they could just seize it or seize the funds. I don't, or sue you. I don't know. It's a very interesting topic. I mean, I'm looking right now. Suno has a really cool explore page. If you go, and they have all these different, essentially made up genres that you would have never heard of, but you can click on it and it'll generate that kind of music. For example, Celtic tango music, or psychedelic Hawaiian, or so like all these really strange, brand new genres of music, and I don't know. So I think you can make money off it, but I think you probably have to have their commercial plan, and then I would think you would be absolved of any kind of infringement. Okay. I don't know. That would be my guess, but.
Whether you decide to go with Suno or Udio or pay someone on Fiverr, like I highlight in a bunch of videos that I uploaded to the school community, I think that like this is a very good business model, is uploading content, uploading music to Spotify and YouTube or an Apple Music. There's tons of opportunity there. So you can read, definitely I'll say do your own due diligence on what you can and can't use as far as the content goes. But as far as the whole strategy, how to post it, how to host it, how to market it and get money from it, go join our school community. I cover all of that. This is an awesome side hustle that I'm obsessed with, mostly because it's probably the most consistent passive thing that makes me money for like a long time that I still make money from. Like this month, I made over $2,000. So it's usually between $2,000 and $3,000. And I haven't touched it or really focused on this at all because I got a lot of other things I'm doing for like a couple of years. So anyways,
that's amazing.
Go check it out. Link in the description for our school community. Limited time only. It's $10. If you enjoyed the episode today, it would mean the world to us if you could leave us a review. We really appreciate all the reviews. We hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.